Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Answer the specific question that it's $3.84.
No, order. Order. No, it's just grandstanding. We don't do that under point of order.
But on second thoughts...
Silly me. Let me reword that. We shouldn't do that under a point of order.
But there's no stopping grandstanding in question time, as National's Tohe Henare demonstrated when he teamed up in a double act with his Minister for Economic Development, Stephen Joyce, to make the most of the embarrassment that Labour's Trevor Mallard caused himself over his sale of tickets to Wellington's homegrown festival on Trade Me. Recalling Mr Mallard's role as the Labour Minister responsible for promoting the anti-ticket scalping legislation, Stephen Joyce took delight in explaining its purpose.
Mr Speaker, event organisers need to be confident that their investment and marketing are not undermined. As the author of the Act said at the time, organisers and sponsors make huge financial commitments to make these types of events a reality, and clearly they do not want others to free ride on their investments and trade off their goodwill. Indeed, Mr Speaker, there are those that would advocate these protections be extended to regional events, such as, I don't know, hypothetically, Wellington's homegrown festival. Although, presumably not in this case, the original sponsor of this Act.
The Honourable Tohe Henare.
Mr Speaker, what reports has the Minister received that suggests ongoing behaviour contrary to the intent of that legislation?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Ah, well, Mr Speaker, I have received a report as late as this morning highlighting the problem of ongoing ticket scalping for upcoming events, taking place in this case, Mr Speaker, apparently from a red-painted ticket sales office in Nainai, which, Mr Speaker, is possibly part of a chain of such offices all across the Lower Hutt. Notwithstanding that the alleged perpetrator has been quoted in the paper as saying it's not what it looks like, I think in this case it is what it looks like, and what it looks like is a clear case of do as I say but not as I do.
Stephen Joyce there giving National backbenchers something to cheer about at last, ending a week which saw ministers on the defensive on several fronts, including new Broadcasting Minister Craig Foss, who faced questions every day about the role played by the Prime Minister's electorate chairman, Stephen McElroy, in New Zealand On Air's funding of documentaries. Questions for him included this one from Trevor Mallard.
Speaker, would it be ethical for Mr McElroy, the chair of the Prime Minister's electorate committee, who works closely with MediaWorks on these four documentaries, to tell the Prime Minister the topic of the documentary?
The Honourable Craig Foss.
Mr Speaker, I have full confidence in the board, the members of the board.
Craig Foss, who's also responsible for Radio New Zealand, which was under scrutiny in one of the committee rooms, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The Commerce Committee undertook the annual financial review of Radio New Zealand and heard from its chief executive, Peter Kavanagh, who said despite hard economic times, the organisation was doing well.
And I'm confident that we will finish the current financial year within budget. Next year will again be extremely tight. I would expect that we would get through without cutting programs.
But there would be changes to how those programs are produced.
Anything basically that involves getting out of the studio, we're doing less often. We've cut back quite dramatically on the number of outside broadcasts that we would do from regional areas. Overseas travel is now extremely tight. For example, Radio New Zealand won't be sending a reporter to the London Olympics.
Mr Kavanagh said any hypothetical funding cut would likely result in changes in the Radio New Zealand newsroom.
Across the board, there would be programming that would fit into that sort of category. At the news end of the scale, it could be the more time-consuming investigative journalism or documentary-type production that we might do that is time-consuming and involves people being out of the system for significant periods of time. It could be some of the more expensive features programs that we look at, drama production, they're high-quality, high-cost production ends.
Radio New Zealand Chief Executive Peter Kavanagh speaking to the Commerce Select Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.